This sample program takes its input from standard input, which will be the keyboard, unless we tell it to do otherwise. And it does its work by reading a couple of integers from the keyboard and then printing out the result to standard input. If you'll take a look inside of the main function, the first thing I do is declare some variables. I declare two integer variables, num1 and num2, and then a floating point variable, sum. Floating point is a term for just numbers that contain a decimal point, and actually it's similar to real numbers in other languages. The reason I'm going to use a variable such as sum is because when I print out the average, I want the decimal points to be there. You're probably aware that in most programming languages, when you take integers and divide them, you do not keep any decimal part because you get an integer back. So I want to do floating point arithmetic. So that's why I do that. The first line after that, the call to put s, will print out a prompt, after which you will type in a number and it will be read into the variable num1. The way that's done is with the scanf function. It scans standard input for the input that you tell it to read in its first argument, which is the format string. So if you'll look at what we have there, it's a %d. %d is a special character, and that says that the character that follows is a code which describes the type of input we're looking for. In this case, we want to read a decimal integer, meaning a base 10 integer. So when this function is called, standard input will be scanned for numbers, for digits 1 through 10. And when it runs out, perhaps you hit enter or space or something else, then the number that results from those numerals that you typed in will be stored in the variable num1. For now, just take it as a fact that you have to put an ampersand in front of whatever variable you're reading into with scanf. That's something that we'll explain in Chapter 7 when we talk about pointers. Just get used to it. The next two lines do the same thing for the second variable, num2. And then I add the result and put it into sum. And now when I print it out using the printf function, I will print out sum divided by 2. And since sum is a real number, then that resulting value will keep the decimal point. Printf works similar to scanf. First argument is a format specification. Any literal text will just be echoed to standard output. But if you'll take a look down near the end of that string, you'll see a %f. And so that tells printf that the next argument to the function, namely sum divided by 2, is a value that should be interpreted as a floating point number. So %f means print out a floating point number. So the output will be the average is, and then the number that was calculated. The last thing, format string, is an escape sequence. It has a backslash followed by an n. An escape sequence is anything that starts with a backslash inside of a string, and the thing that follows that backslash is interpreted as a code, and backslash n is the escape sequence for new line. So this just prints out the text and the result to standard input and finally a new line.